And I'm pleased to say I'm joined by my guest now. It's Zoe Bell from the Community Association of Panbury. Good afternoon, Zoe.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Thank you for coming in. Now then, how long have you been living around here in Panbury?
3 years. My husband and I moved about 3 years ago. I actually was born in Blandford, so I am a Dorset girl, but I never lived in Dorset growing up. And so I'm really happy to be back here now.
Enjoying it?
Loving it.
Yeah, great. So you're here going to tell us all about the Community Association of Panbury. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what you do there.
Well, the Community Association is a community-led, not-for-profit group. And some people know us by the Love Panbury group. That's also our brand name. But we're a community interest company run by volunteers for the community. And our members are residents, but also people who work here and volunteer. So you don't have to live in Panbury to be a part of it. And we're branded Love Panbury, but we see ourselves very much as part of Dorchester. So we're not separate, and we regularly cover Dorchester happenings in our website and our newsletter and our socials as well. We have quite an active communications platform.
Yeah. So what do you like about living in Panbury?
Well, we like the things that led us to Panbury in the first place, which were a walkable community. We wanted a new house because we'd had dreadful trouble with one of our old houses. And we wanted to be able to be close to a town. So really, Dorchester sealed it for us. Mm-hmm. Because I think had Panbury not been close to Dorchester or part of Dorchester, then it would not have been quite so appealing.
Mm-hmm. It's growing all the time as well, isn't it? The building just seems to be going on and on and on up there, doesn't it?
Well, according to the plan, it should be finished by 2029. So there's a finite end to it for sure.
Mm. Is there anything you don't like about living in Panbury?
I would like to see a few more shops and restaurants there. But on the whole, I love that you can walk everywhere. It's safe. It's clean. I've got nice neighbours. I mean, what's not to like?
Yeah, and it always seems pretty quiet as well, doesn't it?
It depends. Certainly when there are big events on the Great Field or in Crown Square or even Queen Mother Square, then you get a lot more people coming in. Mm. So it depends on the time of day and on the time of year, for sure. Sometimes it is quiet, sometimes not at all.
Mm. Yeah. And what are the actual aims of the association then?
So we see our role is doing four things: providing information that people can rely on, signposting what other organisations and groups are already doing. We don't want to duplicate what other people are doing. And we want to celebrate what's happening locally and also help the community raise questions that matter to them. So day to day, we have a weekly newsletter and a website, and we support that by postings on Facebook and Instagram. And we collaborate with many local organisations and businesses.
And anybody can become a member?
Well, you have to live, work or volunteer in Panbury. Mm-hmm. Those are just the stipulations according to our articles.
Mm. Okay. Is there a membership fee?
No, membership is free, although we do encourage donations, and we've been really lucky. Our members have been very, very generous, and they've donated towards the costs of running the association, which is, although it's volunteer-led, the website costs money. You know, it costs money to pay for the platform that issues the weekly newsletter and insurance and so on and so forth.
Yeah. And have you got any events coming up soon?
I suppose we did quite a lot in the summer, but our Christmas event will be coming up in December. We will also be at the Crown Square Market, where we normally have a stall, but we really promote events that other people do. Mm. One initiative that we have just started is actually the Association History Initiative. We found this box of all the minutes and materials from 1994, when the association was established as the Panbury Village Residents Association. It then became the Pambury Residents Association. And then last year, after a long consultation with the community, it became the Community Association of Pambury. And so we want to document all of that and identify some lessons learned of how the organization and developed and how people in Pambury worked together to address the things that mattered to them. And we think this is important because, I don't know if you know, but Pambury has been identified as a model for new towns across the country. And we think that, well, that's fine from urban architecture and urban planning point of view, but what also matters is how the community develops, and that's what we want to document, and we want to develop some lessons learned from that. So it's a big initiative that we're working on.
Yeah, because Pambury is actually very well known across the country, isn't it? It's, you know, people know what you're talking about when you talk about Pambury.
I think so. It's interesting. My husband and I didn't, when we first moved here, we had no idea that it was such a famous and even controversial place. But we certainly found out.
When you say controversial, what are you thinking about there?
Well, when it was first developed, I think there were different viewpoints of whether it was a good idea or not, but I think certainly the people living there would agree that it's a very good idea.
Yeah, well, you've got very, very famous connections there, haven't you? Royalty.
Oh, you mean, well, as I understand it, it was the vision of the now King Charles to develop this model town, or it's really an urban extension of Dorchester, because as I said before, it's the proximity to this town that has so many things that actually makes Pambury the success that it is.
Yeah, great. Is there somewhere people go? Have you got a website?
We do. We have a website called lovepambury.org, and we have a newsletter that anyone actually can subscribe to. So if you go on the website and you scroll down the homepage, it says subscribe to our newsletter. So you just fill that in. It's free, and you get a weekly posting through your email of the various stories that we're covering that week, and also all the events in the local area.
Lovely. Well, many thanks for coming in today. Lovely.
Thank you, Andy.